This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The Eureka City Council is in the process of establishing an ad hoc committee, and the council is seeking residents who are interested in becoming a member. The committee will consist of 7 members, and those members will review proposed ward boundaries for the 5 wards within the city of Eureka. Each council member will choose a member to represent their ward, and the mayor will choose 2 at-large members during the council's July 20th meeting, and the committee meetings will begin in August. Those interested have until June 30th to submit a letter of interest, and for more information, you can contact Eureka City officials. The County Board of Supervisors will hold a public hearing tomorrow morning that will include comment and review of proposed revisions to the county's commercial cannabis land use ordinance. Some of the principal changes to the county code being considered in the ordinance include the following: the repeal of the current permit application deadline, broadening the scope of the current regulations to encompass the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, and special requirements or limitations for projects located within community areas. Residents can view the policies on the county website, and the hearing will be held at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. The Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a victim who suffered a gunshot wound in front of a residence on Karen Court this morning. The victim suffered a non-life-threatening gunshot wound, and the shooting reportedly came after a verbal argument between the victim and the shooter. The suspect is described as a black male adult with a shaven head, according to reports from multiple outlets, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. A missing man was found dead. Dan Squire has more.
The family of 26-year-old missing Willow Creek man who was last seen on May 23rd has confirmed on Facebook that the body of a man pulled from the Trinity River is that of Joseph Barriga Crawford. It was between 9:30 and 10 o'clock on Friday morning when sheriff's deputies, Hoopa Tribal Police, the CHP, and Hoopa Fire responded to a call that a body had been located in the Trinity River in the Big Rock area. A positive identification was made on Barriga Crawford, who was considered an at-risk missing person. An autopsy has been scheduled.
Thank you, Dan. The families of Hydesville resident Judy Bell and her niece Heather Risling have established a GoFundMe page to provide assistance for the two after a fire destroyed their home in Hydesville on Friday night. Arriving crew members found heavy fire coming from the roof of the residence, and Bell suffered smoke inhalation after she went back into the building to rescue family pets, all of which were reported safe. The home was considered a total loss, and residents can help Bell and Risling by making a donation on GoFundMe. Arcata City officials are seeking volunteers who are interested in advising the City Council and staff on various items including forest, open space, and land use. The Economic Development Committee, the Forest Management Committee, and the Open Space and Agriculture Committee have openings for those interested in volunteering. Applications can be found at the City Manager's office or online on the City website, and the deadline to apply is July 7th. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Finding the money for road maintenance and repair is a struggle for small communities in both California and Oregon. And in Del Norte County, with its more than 700 miles of roadway, of which more than 300 miles are the responsibility of the county, the problem is exacerbated by the ongoing issue of the last chance grade. Lawmakers in both California and Oregon have taken steps to find alternative funding sources, with mileage fees under study in both states. But those are at least a decade from realization. In the meantime, residents in Del Norte and Curry counties, in areas prone to severe storms, flooding, and the odd earthquake, maintenance issues pile up. In a region dependent on motorized transportation, both for business and pleasure, well-maintained and safe roadways are a must, and finding the resources to maintain those roadways remains a key issue in our communities. Eureka residents are reminded that street slurry sealing work will take place tomorrow on Harris Street from Walford Avenue to Hubbard Lane. Controlled traffic and detours will be in effect, and motorists should anticipate minor delays. Work will run from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.